Third, approximately 5 minutes after five, a quorum is present. We have two late bills to consider. The first one, Senate File 1832, Senator Perry. I will just say the motion that would be needed would be to suspend JR Joint Rules 203 for Senate File 1832 for all further proceedings of the bill. Senator Perry, welcome. Can you give us some reason, idea, thoughts in terms of the lateness of the bill?
Well, it took a while to get things moving forward, Mr. Chairman, and of course we know this is the Help America Vote Act, the HAVA bill, and, you know, working with Secretary of State Ritchie, we kind of got a late start, but here we are, and I believe we need to move this forward with the redistricting and everything that's gone on. There needs to be some funding available for that to take place, and I think it's a good bill for it, and I'd like to see it move forward.
Okay. Members, discussion on the bill?
I'll make the appropriate motion.
Again, the appropriate motion is to suspend Joint Rules 2.03 for Senate File 1832 for all further proceedings of the bill. Senator Bach?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perry, the was it 2 million? No, 1.3, about a million and a half?
1.25 million.
And that's general fund money? I'm just wondering where it's...
Well, this is... this.
Senator Perry?
What are we doing here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will let Beth from the Secretary of State's office explain how the money flows and where it came from.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Beth Fraser from the Office of the Secretary of State. This is not general fund money. These are federal funds appropriated through the Help America Vote Act. They can only be used for election-related purposes.
Sir Bach?
And Mr. Chairman, Ms. Fraser, how much money is in the account?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bach, there's about $1.8 million remaining in the account.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, further questions on the Senator Metzen's motion as I stated it? Further questions on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, and... thank you very much, Senator Perry.
Thank you.
The motion is approved.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Rosen, this is the Viking Stadium bill, Senate File 2391. Again, the appropriate motion is to suspend the Joint Rules 2.03. For Senate File 2391 for all further proceedings on the bill. The bill has been traveling. It's late at least to the prescribed committee, which is, I understand, jobs. Senator Rosen, welcome. Briefly, you know, I think we all know what the bill is about. If you can focus maybe on the process and the lateness.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I have this whole thing I was going to give you on
the
bill, but no, I won't do that to you. No, the bill, as you know, is a stadium bill, and it is it's had its bumps, and but it's moving along quite nicely because of the hearing that we had in local gov on Friday night that passed out 8-6, and we have a hearing planned, if it passes out of this committee with your approval, for jobs tomorrow morning at 10:30. It is definitely it's a good bill. If anybody has a chance to read it and listen to it, I'm excited to get it in front of all the members of the Senate, because it's a very good proposal. It's probably the best proposal we've had on the stadium issue that needs to be dealt with this year. No general fund dollars, no tax increases, about 30,000 jobs that will be created constructing this. You have a private partner that's going to contribute more than 50% of the life cycle cost. It's cost efficient because we're using the old site, so it's one of the cheaper stadium bills out there, and it will basically secure a stadium and secure the Vikings in place for the next, well, actually the bill is now for 40 years instead of 30, so I feel very good about the bill and getting a lot of movement, and I appreciate this to move along. Thank you.
Members, discussion. Again, we're dealing with a procedural issue here in terms of the lateness of the bill.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. What's the plan in terms of committees? Jobs committee, and then if it passes out of jobs, or Senator Rosen, where does it go from there?
Senator Rosen, are you familiar with what might be the path?
We'll be having?
There might be a few more rules committees, but definitely finance committee, Mr. Chair and Senator Cohen. I'm not sure about some other committees. But the bill has the revenue portion of this has already been heard in state gov last year, so we don't need to go there.
Senator Bach?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm afraid the bill needs to go to taxes, Senator Ortman. And I don't say that as because I don't want the bill to move forward. I want it to move out of taxes. But on page 4, line 4.19 to 4.28, is a sales tax exemption on all of the building materials. And I actually support that. But, I mean, that clearly is a tax provision. And I don't see a reason it couldn't move through two committees in one day. I understand the urgency, but it could be heard in jobs tomorrow morning, referred to the floor, accept the committee report, and then be heard in taxes later in the day or Wednesday morning, or be in taxes and finance the same day. I don't think taxes needs to spend a ton of time on it, but clearly that provision is within their jurisdiction, and it's not a small amount of money that we're exempting from sales tax here. It's significant. And in all sincerity, Senator Rosen, you put an incredible amount of work into this, and I really appreciate that. And nobody should think for one second that I'm trying to put a roadblock in the way of passing it, because I want this to pass this year and get signed by the governor. But I do think the process does require it to go to the tax committee. I mean, I don't know how much that sales tax exemption is worth, but it's a lot of money.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Bach. In 2014 and 2014, it's $4.7 million. In 2015, it's $8.9. Perhaps that's something I can strip out and we can deal with next year.
During the planning of the
stadium, perhaps it's something that is agreed upon.
Well, Senator Bach?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's an option, but I think we all realize with that in there, it really needs to go to the tax committee. And without it in there, then maybe it doesn't. I haven't looked at the rest of it, but I don't, right offhand, I don't, with it out of there, it seems like the tax committee probably wouldn't care. But.
Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Senator Bach's point, I agree with Senator Rosen that this is a smaller portion, pretty small portion of the bill, and it was my understanding that the bill was going to go to jobs and then to finance committee, where it is more appropriately debated about the financing provisions in the bill, and I think that it should go there. Senator Rosen then can have an opportunity to make substantive amendments if she chooses to do that, but I think that it makes sense if that's what she wants, to send it to jobs and then move it to finance.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think the practice has been to, on these large projects, to exempt them from sales tax, but that is a policy decision for the tax committee. And I guess if that piece comes out in jobs, then I don't see a reason probably it has to go to taxes. But I think the House is making a mistake not taking the bill to the tax committee. I just think they're circumventing the legislative process, and I'd hate to see the Senate go down that same path. So that's just my suggestion.
Mr. Chair.
All right, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In 2013, it's only $180,000 on this tax exemption for construction materials. So it is something that we definitely could deal with next year. And then it bumps up to 4.7 in 2014.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rosen, maybe my question is premature, but so, if you remove the provision, you would then make up for that gap next year in some other way. Is that correct,
Senator Rosen?
Mr. Chair, thank you, Senator Cohen. No, we would just by then the revenue stream would be in place, and it would probably be scored anyway by the Department of Revenue. They would know that's coming, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in the bill this year. It's just something, a lot of the bill was mirrored off of the target field build, and it's something we can adjust.
Anyone else on the on the bill? Again, the appropriate motion is that we suspend Joint Rule 2.03 for Senate File 2391 for all further proceedings on the bill. That would be the motion.
Chairman.
Senator Metzen?
Yeah, I want to see this bill move forward, so I will make that motion.
Okay, the motion has been made. Further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
I'm going to rule that the ayes have it. Motion carries. Any further business for the committee? We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
A couple of negative people hold up a bill. That's true.